McClellan's casualties for the 7 days' battles totaled 15,849. The combat deaths alone greater than what all the Union armies combined had suffered so far. Lee, whose gentle demeanor masked a commander willing to launch costly operations, racked up 20,614 in casualties. Richmond's 50 hospitals filled so quickly to make room for new patients, stretcher bearers carted to graveyards the wounded who were expected to die before they actually expired, while soldiers walked the streets with amputations only 3 days old. With practically every house mourning a dead relative or caring for a wounded one, Richmond ladies abandoned extravagant gowns and wore plainer mended dresses. Van Loo noted that most of the city's women, of whom she could not have been more contemptuous, cared only for the Confederate wounded who poured in. Van Loo and her mother tried to tend to the injured Union prisoners who arrived as well, but that became more dangerous as security authorities squeezed off access to them. Though he succeeded in saving Richmond, Lee ended up deeply frustrated that he could not finish off McClellan. Elements of his force, like Stonewall Jackson's corps, had been slow-moving at critical junctures. A rookie at managing complicated battles and exhausted by the end of the fight, Lee had given imprecise orders and at times had failed to launch coordinated attacks. The 7 days were even more humiliating for McClellan. Less than halfway through the week-long battle, he lost his will to fight. Mentally exhausted and panicked, he ordered a premature retreat. By June 28th, the young Napoleon became practically unhinged, writing a hysterical letter to Stanton, blaming the loss on the war secretary and others in Washington who have done your best to sacrifice this army. Pinkerton agreed that McClellan had been pushed beyond all control by the foolish, unfriendly, and unjust course of those at Washington. Lincoln tried to calm down his general. Save your army at all events, the president telegraphed. We'll send reinforcements as fast as we can.